B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Goes on our show today. It is a Wednesday show, the day before our Secret Santa show, live from Levine Children's Hospital inside the Seacrest Studios. What is it? The Secret? It's Levine. Here's what this is. It's Secret Santa, brought to you by the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show and Morris Jenkins. Inside the Seacrest Offerpad Studios? Is that what we're supposed to say?
Is that what we're supposed to say? Because I'm going to screw that up tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why can't it just be the Offerpad Studio?
Well, I think maybe it is. Did they buy that name from... But Ryan wants his name out there, too.
Why would Ryan want his name out there? His name's everywhere. He's fine.
Ryan keeps track, I think.
Tell Ryan to sit down, okay?
It's fine. That's so funny. Ryan, you know, we're in the same business as Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Are we, though?
That's what I was just going to say. It's like, we are. We're radio guys at heart. We're in the same business as Howard and Elvis Duran and, you know, pick whoever you want.
Yeah.
But they work way too hard.
They do.
They do.
But could you imagine if we told our bosses, hey, listen, when AJ is on the radio, make sure he tells everyone that he's broadcasting in the Manny Roy on the Ren Show studio. Because that makes sense.
All right, here's what we have to say tomorrow for our Secret Santa. It's the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show and Morris Jenkins broadcasting live for the 8th annual Secret Santa event from the Offerpad Studios at Levine Children's Hospital.
There you go.
Oh, you thought that was good?
Well, it was better than what you said the first time.
Oh.
Oh.
Buddy, by the time you're done with that, we'll have to go to commercial.
I know. I'm going to mess it up.
We're going to need that printed out.
I'm going to mess it up.
All right. Our friend Shelly in promotion says she's going to have that printed out and tattooed all over us.
Yeah, please put it on me. All right. Our day is in 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
So it happened this morning when I was pumping gas. I had to stop at the gas station, and I had a sneeze attack. Now, you never on the radio hear my sneeze attacks, but everyone in the studio has witnessed it.
They're violent.
And it's like 20 times in a row. It's over and over and over and over. Well, I guess there was a police officer pumping like 3-4 stalls away from me. He walks over and he goes, "You okay?"
Nuh-uh.
He did. It was obnoxious this morning. It was like 10 times in a row.
You okay?
You okay? Yes. Yes. He was being very, very kind. And then I'm sitting there going, and I'm like, oh, I wonder, this is how my mind works. Because I'm trying to figure out why he would walk over.
Yeah.
And ask me, and I'm like, maybe he thought I was trying to give him a secret code that I need help.
Like,
you know?
Like they learn in the academy that 10 sneezes means that you're being held up.
Yeah. Like, is that like some code for the police to come check? On me, but he was really nice. He's like, I've never heard someone sneeze like that. I'm like, dude, early.
You know what? A simple God bless you would have been fine, officer. I'm good. Thank you. How about you, Lorraine? What did you do yesterday?
I went to Queen Park Social last night for Giving Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah. And Nicole and I hung out there for a little bit. So that was pretty much my big evening out.
Good. Yeah. People could have gone out to Queen Park Social last night and donated and rounded up to help the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital.
And I think they're extending it, right, Nicole? So today for lunch, tonight for dinner.
Oh, cool.
All the way up till Secret Santa starts.
Oh, right? I was unable to go last night. I was at the Belmont Christmas Parade with my wife. Her boss owns a store there. In Belmont, and so we went there. I saw the new store that they opened, and the Christmas parade, quite honestly, was really cool, and I think we should be in it next year.
Really?
It's huge.
Is it 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah. It starts at 3:30, which is awesome. I mean, we're off the radio, and
it sounds like it's right in the middle of Roy's nap time.
No, it's not bad. It's just I've always thought like Christmas parades are lit up at nighttime,
right? You would think, and like, doesn't people in Belmont work? No, everybody takes off for this.
Really?
It's a huge
deal.
That's
funny.
That's cool.
It was really, really cool. And it was, like I said, it was really big.
All right.
And of course, Santa closed it out, but the Belmont Christmas Parade was awesome. And I love the city of Belmont.
Were schools there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep, the marching bands were there. The kids were there.
The kids are out at 3:30. Yeah,
and it's a tradition forever and ever.
All right.
And so yesterday was my first shot at it. And do I need to remind everyone what Belmont is?
Belmont. The Ballantine of Gaston County.
She says something right after that.
She's at a bar.
Yeah.
She's a little fired up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, this is really cool. We want to hook you up. So go experience Winter Wonderland of Tweetsy Christmas, opening up Friday and Saturday nights through December 28th. If you want these four tickets, be calling number 9 right now, 704-570-9595. Take your whole family, kids up there.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing it this year. We haven't done it.
I'm having a Christmas weekend. This is my Christmas weekend here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And so I'm already...
You're booked.
I'm booked. I can't get up there.
You got the train ride, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Santa's gingerbread house. They got a live Christmas show. Then you can actually, you and your family can step into a snow globe.
Love it.
That's cool.
It's really cool. It's Tweetsie Railroad. And the 6 a.m. crew, you guys, the ones who hear our voices bright and early in the morning every day, you are in right now, 704-570-9595. So obviously yesterday's big news popped at about 3 in the afternoon that Ron Rivera was being relieved of his duties as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And David Tepper went on to the Panthers' Instagram and answered some questions. And we'll play that audio for you coming up here in just about 15 minutes.
You think he knew that he was going to get fired?
Coach?
Yeah.
Listen, Sunday's loss was a bad loss.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't good.
To lose to the Redskins like that at home. And I said, right when the game started, I turned to Kim, who's Cam Newton's assistant. I said, look how empty this place is.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it that empty in a long time. Now, granted, it was supposed to rain, and it turned out to be a nice day. That might have had something to do with it.
Because I'm pretty sure the day that we get fired, I'm not going to see it coming.
That's the worst.
When our show gets canceled, I'm going to be like, what? Our ratings were bad?
So, yeah.
You don't want us?
I thought we were going to go ahead and give it another year.
I got fired once, and I was like, I go, what? You're firing us? What?
Same reaction.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your ratings have just been in the toilet for the past 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I was in a situation where the company basically didn't have anything else to do. But I was like, what? No. Yeah. You think Coach did that?
Yeah, like shocked. What? It wasn't that bad of a game.
And I wonder, like, you know, we're not big enough, but, you know, some people in our business have agents.
Yeah.
Do the agents call them? Because the whole idea would be, you know, like does Tepper's people get in touch with Coach Rivera's agent and then the agent tells him?
I would think so.
Well, that's...
I don't think so. How about that?
I don't think that the agent's the one that's saying, hey, you're being let go, and then Tepper never sees him. I think they sit down face-to-face, but I think the agent probably gets a heads up.
Well, did you ever hear how Adam Sandler got fired from SNL?
Yes, so I was listening to Howard. He talked about it.
He's on the phone. Adam Sandler's on the phone with his agent, and his agent's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't go back to SNL. And Adam's like, yeah, maybe I got a good thing going. And he's like, yeah, you're done. You don't need to go back. He pretty much, his agent was trying to convince him, you don't need them.
Yeah.
Even though he was fired.
That's a cool move.
Let him down easy.
Yeah,
that's
make him feel better.
Like, we'll definitely need that here if anything ever happens.
Yeah, we'll need someone to be like, you know, your show is going to be so big. Just not in Charlotte.
I'm going to go cry into a pillow now.
Well, the good news is we're under contract for the next couple of years, and our ratings are good, so we appreciate everybody listening. And producer Nicole, who won those Tweetsie Railroad tickets? Who do we need to say congratulations to? Producer Nicole.
I don't think she's listening.
Oh, hey, who do we need to say congratulations to?
Shelly and Rock Hill.
Tweetsie Railroad. It's Friday and Saturday nights through December 28th. It's a winter wonderland up there.
Okay. Up next in just about 7 minutes, a Charlotte suburb, not a Raleigh suburb like usual, a Charlotte suburb was named the top city to live in North Carolina. We'll tell you which one it is. Start getting your guesses going right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Roy was talking to me. I had my headphones on. I said, I can't hear you, but the answer is yes.
Yeah.
What was the question?
It wasn't a yes or no question.
I was wondering, how does a business stay open when they do things like that?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So,
okay, so check this out. A Charlotte suburb was named the best in North Carolina. Normally, producer Nicole, it's your neck of the woods. It's the Raleigh area. We all know that Cary, North Carolina, always wins best suburb.
They got good zoning.
Yeah, there's zoning laws up there.
Good city planning.
Anyway, congratulations. Does anybody want to take a guess of what Charlotte suburb was named the top place to live according to Wall Street Journal?
Can you tell us what it was based on?
Yes, I sure can. Based on median household income.
Okay.
Average commute time.
Okay.
And crime.
Oh, easy. Dilworth.
What?
Dilworth.
Dilworth. No, yep. Incorrect.
What?
Really?
Those people are rich. They got big old homes, and they're close to the city. That seems like that checked every box of yours.
maybe Dilworth's crime rate might be up a little more than this suburb.
Is it Huntersville?
No, it is not Huntersville. But I'm glad that you guys know the cities we live in.
Is it in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County area?
Producer Nicole wants to go. Go ahead, Producer Nicole. Take a guess.
I say Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. That's not bad. That's really nice up there.
It is not Harrisburg.
Is it north or south?
It is south.
Oh, is it like, but hang on. Is it within Mecklenburg County? Is it like, you're not going to tell me it's Fort Mill, right?
It is in Union County. Congratulations to the town of Weddington.
What?
Located about 16 miles southeast of Charlotte, it was selected as the best suburb to live in the state by Financial News and Opinion, Wall Street Journal, 24/7. The small town has a population of 10,000, almost 11,000 people as of July 1st, 2018, according to the Census Bureau. Roy, you should know that.
Yes.
It pegs the median household income in Weddington as $133,000.
Whoa. Wow.
That's 165% higher than the state median income. The average commute time is listed at 31 minutes.
What time? Yeah,
because I have driven from here to Ballantyne, and it has taken me longer during traffic hours.
These people don't know what they're talking about. Weddington's like in its own time zone. It's so far away.
In South Carolina, Blythewood, located in the Columbia metro area, was named as the state's top suburb.
Well, if you work in Weddington, you have a great commute time if you live in Weddington. Very subjective study. Fake news.
By the way, I live out in Waxhaw, and there's a whole weird thing where it's like Weddington, Waxhaw, and then the town of Marvin.
What do you mean? Is they like together?
It's like all clustered.
It's like all within Waxhaw.
Yeah.
It's all within the county, right?
Yeah, but it's all considered Waxhaw. Like, even I think Marvin is considered inside of Waxhaw.
Really?
Yeah. Don't ask. It's a whole... Like, we met the mayor of Waxhaw when we did our Dunkin' Donuts Fam Jam Friday.
Yeah.
But then there was another mayor from Marvin that also wanted to meet us that day.
Oh, I do remember. It was something weird. I just remember the mayor, like, didn't want to be a mayor. He was making jokes.
Yeah. Mayor McCheese.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
All right. So that whole Caitlyn Jenner talking out on Khloe Kardashian could have sparked a lawsuit. I'll tell you what's going on coming up in the dirty in less than three.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Kiss 95.1. All right, so Caitlyn Jenner just spoke out on Khloe Kardashian on the reality show, the British reality show that she's on, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Now she said that she hasn't spoken to Khloe in several years, and that when she... told all of her children individually that she was transitioning, that Khloe was the one who kind of had an issue through the whole process. Well,
you can't hide those things.
You cannot. But apparently Khloe was blindsided by Caitlyn saying those things. And she says that, hold on a second, I don't understand, because I was there when Caitlyn accepted her ESPY award. We've had nothing but pleasantries at all of the family parties that we've both been at. So I'm not sure where this is coming from, but if there's bad blood, it's not coming from me.
Well, that's subjective.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
Is that a bad thing?
You may think that you're not being supportive, but if that person feels that you're not being supportive, then, you know.
Khloe did say that the reason that she didn't make Caitlyn's birthday was due to work obligations, and now there could be a lawsuit brewing between the two. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, getting all the publicity, and that show needs to come back to the U.S.
I've never even seen it.
Oh, it was a big thing. Go look and see who was on it years ago. Not now, when you
the
get a
US
minute.
The U.S. version of
it? Okay. Yeah. Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show was on it.
Okay, so we're all wondering what the scoop is with Hannah Brown. Is she going back to The Bachelor? Now, Pilot Peter's season of The Bachelor will kick off in less than a month. And in the teaser, we saw Hannah Brown sitting down with Peter, and it looked like he was inviting her back. But in reality, she's just there to host a group date in the three-hour premiere. Yeah, so everybody simmer down.
Okay.
But that is your dirty for now.
All right, thanks, Loren. We say goodbye to Coach Rivera. If you didn't hear the comments from David Tepper, we'll have those for you coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Rivera is out.
Yeah. That's where your mind goes. When I hear this music, I think of being handcuffed to Loren for 24 hours.
Yeah, this was our handcuffing football bit.
But yeah, Coach Rivera, Roy, you're right. When did you find out the news? You're not even a big football fan.
One of my best friends is a sports producer for a big time radio show.
Okay.
And as soon as he got the heads up it was happening, he texted me.
Yeah, I heard about it at around 3 o'clock yesterday, but just almost the same time that producer Nicole texted it out. Nicole, what was your first reaction? You're a huge Panther fan. You buy tickets and sit in the uppers. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I was shocked to read those words. Like, I stopped. I was walking my dog, and I literally stopped.
I kind of thought it was a bit unnecessary to do it in the middle of the season. We're already losing. We're not going to the playoffs. Just let them, you know.
Well, I mean,
just let them ride us to the ground.
I feel like there were already whispers that this was going to happen. And, I mean, if you do it now, if you pull the Band-Aid off, and I know Tepper said this yesterday in his interview, but it gives you an opportunity to, like, not sneak around to look at other coaches while you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the season's going on.
You give Coach Rivera, who's a wonderful man, who's done so much for the city, and we'll get more into him here in a second. You give him the shot too, Roy and Lorraine,
of getting another job.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
now he can start interviewing for other positions, you know. So here's David Tepper. He sat down. Boy, our owner, David Tepper, he puts himself out there. Now, it's not like he didn't know what questions were coming, but he went right to social media. And I think it's really cool to have an owner who lets you in like this. A lot of owners would hide or would do like a media question and answer for 2 minutes, you know, take two questions and move on. But not David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers. He sat down with a reporter who I believe works for the Panthers and answered a couple questions. Here's a little bit of David Tepper from yesterday's.
Very hard move. Ron Rivera, besides being a good coach, is one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. You know, I came here 2 years ago. You know, on the business side, we made vast and sweeping changes. And I didn't want to make those vast and sweeping changes on the football side. I'm going to take time and patience to see what could go and how it could go. I just thought it was time, given the way things have gone the last two seasons, to put my stamp on this organization on the football side. I think a change was appropriate to build things the way I want things to be built. Mm.
So, having said that, when he took over the team, Roy, he said mediocrity will not be allowed. I mean, he paid a ton of cash. I believe he paid $2 billion for the Panthers. And if your $2 billion team loses to a team who's won two games at home in front of 38,000 people,
it ain't good.
It is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Greg Olsen reached out and said that the minute he found out that he was being traded from Greg Olsen, when he was being traded from Chicago to Carolina, Ron Rivera had coached in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They told him, you're going to love playing for Coach. He's an awesome coach and an even better person. And Cam Newton kind of said the same thing.
Yeah, I thought Cam's was really nice yesterday, too.
He paraphrased it, said, thanks for letting me be me, most of all.
Oh, that's so awkward when your boss gets fired.
I know, but what are you going to do? You got to reach out, right?
Yeah, I know.
That shows you how much Coach Rivera is like. Now, our own personal story, I wish I could find the audio. I looked for it this morning. I can't, but during his Super Bowl run season, when they were 15-0, and then eventually 15-1, I guess they finished the season that year. We went to the Super Bowl. We went and saw Coach Rivera at a press conference. And when I ran into him, I introduced myself as Manny from the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show. And he said, oh, you guys do War of the Roses. Remember that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, that's so mean for the guys. You guys are so bad to those guys. I said, Coach, we're busting cheaters. He goes, no, I get it. My daughter and I listen to that every morning when it's on. So
wow.
we know Coach listened to the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show, and
he'll find another gig.
He will,
of
but the thing is, just like Cam, he's so much more to the city than just football.
Yeah,
he's somebody who you would see out at a restaurant, right, producer Nicole, and you would try and sneak a picture of Coach.
Yeah, I saw him at a noodle restaurant, but I had to like take a selfie of my arm. To, like, get him in the background.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Can I ask a serious question?
Mm-hmm.
So, we went from, like, we were really good back in 2015, and then now we're not so good. Is it really his fault? Or is it because he's at the top, he's the one who gets blamed?
What? Go ahead. Yeah, your mic is on.
No team can be good without a good quarterback.
No team can be good without a good quarterback.
Yeah, and Cam's been hurt.
Oh, so we don't have a good quarterback right now.
Yeah. I mean, we have a serviceable quarterback in Kyle Allen, but... Yeah. Anyway, we wish Ron Rivera and his family, the best of luck. Hopefully, just like Thomas Davis, who played here for a long time and now he plays in San Diego, he'll continue to call Charlotte home.
Cool.
You know, Thomas said in a tweet Q&A the other day that he will be back to Charlotte. Charlotte is his home. Same thing with Steve Smith. You know, these guys, they love Charlotte. It's a city like none other where we love our team and we love our players. So, of course, we wish Ron Rivera the best, and we appreciate all he did for us here in the Queen City.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
So there we were Monday at 5 p.m. sitting in here with former One Direction member and now solo artist Louis Tomlinson. He's got a new album coming out at the end of January. We played two of his new songs. Walls, and Don't Forget Me. By the way, I don't know if
that's... I think it was Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
You're welcome.
Hey, we'll never be invited back to one of them.
Hey, I played it, and we also played a song by Oasis that he liked. But anyway, he's in here drinking tea, and we went through that whole thing, Roy. You were, as a Southerner, you were upset that he was not willing to try or budge on his hot tea.
And try some good old... cold glass of iced sweet tea.
Yeah, he said never sweet tea, never cold.
Yep.
So he had a water cup in here that he was drinking out of as well. He took his teacup with him, but left the water cup. And as we're walking out, to get our picture with Louis, which by the way is up at the MRL show, I said to AJ, who does the night show here and the afternoon show and weekends, I said to him, grab that cup and then sell it. You know, on eBay or something. It's the Louis Tomlinson cup. It's got his DNA in there. He's got huge fans.
Is it on eBay?
Maybe someone will buy it. It is not on eBay, but I know from a source here in the building that AJ has the cup.
That it was taken.
It was taken. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can confirm that from a conversation I had with somebody yesterday.
And he's holding on to it. Well, maybe it is going to be worth something. I don't know.
I know. I want to call him later and see if...
I mean, we had fans of Louis Tomlinson waiting out for hours in the cold just to get a glimpse of him walking into the building. I'm certain that a cup of water he drank from would go for some money.
What do I have? I have a couple things that I've taken from interviews.
Really? Like what?
Like we used to. I don't know if it's there anymore, but when we met Five Sauce, 5 Seconds of Summer, I grabbed some water bottles that they had.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure I interviewed Lance
stuff?
Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I have like a piece of paper that they were scribbling on during the interview.
Okay.
I have that at home.
But like those things, if you showed it to anyone, they're not going to believe you. Like why even have them?
Because you know.
But look at this scribble. It's from Lance Bass.
Okay. Oh, sure it is.
Yeah. Whatever.
Your son did that.
I have a tennis ball that went into the crowd at the U.S. Open.
Tennis. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I get that.
I kept that.
Yeah.
You guys don't have anything?
No.
You never interviewed an artist or a country artist and you took something?
No. I don't take things from the interview. I ask them to sign things. Like when Sam Smith did press on his first song that was a major hit, I had him sign a lyric sheet. I had them, you know.
Well, tell everyone what you wanted Cam Newton to autograph. That turned into a whole thing.
That's because Cam didn't understand it. He's not a true Southerner.
You should have put it on before.
Okay, here's the deal. I wanted him to sign a guitar, a pick guard. Like the when you look at a guitar, the teardrop looking thing around the circle, I wanted him to sign one of those.
Now, it's like a decorative plate on the guitar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's some real reason that exists. But instead of me giving him the whole guitar, and him having and his assistants having to lug around this big guitar and him sign the guitar, I got just that guard, that decorative piece around the circle for him to sign, and then I could put it on the guitar later. Well, he didn't want to sign it because he didn't know what that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Whoa! butts. It looked like a big weird teardrop, and he didn't want to sign things that he didn't know. He couldn't explain.
Well, because he didn't know where it was going to go or what it was. Normally, he gets jerseys, producer Nicole. He'll get footballs. He'll get, like, we give away a kickball from his tournament. And Roy goes, hey, Manny, when you see Kim, will you bring this? So I gave it to Kim, and she's like, what is this? He's not going to sign this. And I was like, oh, please, it's for Roy's dad.
Mm-hmm. It's for a guitar.
Did he sign it?
I had to go see him in person for him to sign it. Yeah, we had to get involved with. Yes.
What'd you do? Did you go to like a Dick's Sporting Goods when he was doing an appearance and getting along?
Sign this.
Where he's just signing a bunch of stuff. Oh, good stuff. All right. Okay. So yeah, keep your eyes out, Louis Tomlinson fans, because AJ might have that water cup up on eBay, and you could be like me and take home a piece of celebrity and just stare at it.
WNKS Charlotte, check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
The funniest things people have heard kids say, we found this on BuzzFeed, and a lot of them's really funny.
You know, we're going to be doing our Secret Santa for Levine Children's Hospital tomorrow, our 8th annual Secret Santa, to help give the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital a good Christmas, give them some, raise some money to give them presents and the life-saving equipment they need. Those kids are hilarious in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, they say some funny things when we talk to them.
Kids are the best.
Here's some of the funny things. And by the way, if a kid ever said something really funny to you, you're more than welcome to call in at 704-570-9595. Add to our list. All right. It said, I once overheard a little girl saying, sweetie, let's pretend this stick is a magic wand. And when I wave it, everything is beautiful, even you. And she was waving it towards her mom. Another one was, I was giving out candy samples when a little boy introduced himself as Michael and proudly stated, at home, I poop a lot. Yeah, I congratulated him and gave him a double sample. my 5-year-old nephew wanted a cold drink, and when I asked him what he wanted, he replied, Dr. Pepper, because it's from a doctor.
Well, of course.
Naturally.
I told you guys yesterday, early on in the show, that my son Dean told me that my childhood teddy bear, who's 44 years old, I named him Deedly because he plays music and it sounded like he was singing Deedly. Uh-huh. He told me that we needed to have a sit-down intervention with Deedly. My 6-year-old son said this. So he said, come to the playroom, Dad. He brought Deedly in, sat Deedly down in a chair, brought his other animals in. He called them his animal agents, and we sat there and we talked to Deedly and had an intervention. And I said, Dean, what's the intervention for? He said, because he's smoking. He needs to not smoke. Okay.
That's awesome.
The kids are hilarious.
I know. The things they come up with.
And then so he goes, Deedly, do we get through to you? And he goes, not Dad, you be Deedly. He goes, Deedly, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather have bear pellet food or a cigarette? And he goes, Dad, be Deedly. I go, okay. I'd rather have a cigarette. And Dean gets up and goes, we're just not getting anywhere here.
That's awesome.
I know. I love it.
How do you keep a straight face when that's going on?
I didn't. The only thing that I was mad about was that I didn't have my phone going. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to put that damn thing down.
Yeah. You live it into memory. This is Manny in Gastonia.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. Good morning, buddy. So I have 3 kids. And my oldest is 7, and he loves talking. Like, I mean, anytime in school, their color system, if he gets on yellow, it's because he's talking. Uh-huh. So at the beginning of the school year, he got on yellow, like, in the first week. And my wife and I were talking to him. And we said, you know, well, buddy, just wait until you're able to talk. And he stone cold face looked at us and said, but what if I miss my window to say something? And I'm like, you're 7. What window do you have? Just don't talk. He's like, no, but I might miss my window.
Dude, that is awesome. That's a kid after my own heart.
He's trying to be funny. Yeah. Trying to do jokes.
No, and I told him, I said, it's funny, but can't do that. You have to miss your window sometimes and then say it later.
Andrew, is that youngster a Manny as well?
He will be soon.
Yeah, good. See, it's in our DNA to try and find a window.
We're getting some text messages. 704 texted in and said, one time I had a student rub my stomach and ask me if I've got a baby in there.
Oh. Yep.
Thanks for noticing.
Jennifer Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
What's the funny thing a kid said?
I was actually breastfeeding my new more child,
And my niece, 3-year-old niece, was looking at me, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm feeding my baby." She said, "What do you do? What's he drinking or eating?" And I said, "Milk." And she looked at me for a minute, and then went, "Well, is the other one juice?"
That's so good. Thank you, Jennifer. Kids are so funny. Do you see that text message from someone who said, "There's no way Manny's 45. No, I'm not. I'm 44. The most mature one on the show.
Okay. Yes.
Senseless survey. Roy's random coming up less than 10 minutes.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Noah.
Yes?
Noah, I know a guy who has the name Noah. You see what I did there?
That's pretty funny. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Mr. Brown with the Senseless Bureau. We got you on a recorded line. I called you because we got to wrap up here some of your survey questions. And looks like, I don't know who did the last survey, but he missed out a few questions. So I thought I could wrap it up over the phone real quick.
Okay, sure. It's not going to take very long, right?
No, just a few seconds. Question number one, ever built an ark?
No.
Open sesame or open says me?
Open sesame.
Oh, really? You know it's actually open sesame, right?
Is it?
Can you describe the taste of water?
The taste of water is, it's water.
Yeah, but what's that taste like? Ever realized you can't predict your next thought because you've already been thinking of it?
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get a little bit deeper here, Noah, because I feel like you're a deep guy. If humans can't see air, can fish see water?
I really don't understand what's going on.
It's just normal questions. If humans can't see air, can fish see water? And let me ask you this. If humans can see water, can fish see air?
No. Can you just never call me again?
I guess so.
I don't know why, and maybe you're like me. If you're in the car or wherever you are listening, like the minute they pick up, I start laughing because they have no idea what's coming next.
And they're trying to figure it out as they go, too, though.
Oh, that to me is hilarious. All right, Loren, now it's your time to shine.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So Anna Faris and her family had a really scary moment over Thanksgiving that she's now sharing on social media. But her and her family are lucky to be alive after a carbon monoxide scare during their Thanksgiving. So they were at their vacation home in Lake Tahoe, and two of them were sick. So they went to the local hospital, and they were diagnosed with carbon monoxide poisoning. Later, two more were taken to the hospital and treated, and the other nine were treated on the scene.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When the fire department came and tested, they said it was 6 times higher than it should have been, and that was with windows and doors open for ventilation.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
No, that makes me think of what happened in Ballantyne over the summer.
Yeah.
For that poor family. They were gone.
Gas
leak, turned on a light.
And that's what's so scary about this situation, because if they walked in and smelled it, you know what I mean, and they started opening doors and windows to get that smell out, I mean, you could have had the same situation.
Sure. Carbon monoxide, though, that's the invisible...
Yeah, you don't smell
it. Smell. That's why you need... Do you have one in your home? You're a new homeowner, Roy.
I don't know.
Get a carbon monoxide detector in your house.
I know that my house has gas, and when I get to turn the gas on, the girl was overselling how safe it was. And she's like, "Oh, your house is more likely to burn down by electricity than gas." I'm like, calm down.
we're going to buy it. Don't worry.
We have a carbon monoxide detector on every floor.
Smart.
On every floor.
Shut up.
Yeah, that is funny. Did Sherry Berry sign off on the elevator certificate in your house?
Yeah, she did. You're supposed to have one on every floor, Roy.
She has more than two. More than two. Keep going there.
All right, what else? Give us one more.
Okay. Okay. Kendall Jenner, she is still dealing with stalkers. She had another creeper climb over her fence and, of course, was trespassing, and the police got there. He had scaled the fence and gotten into her Hollywood Hills home. So she will be having a restraining order placed on him as well. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson said that he was hesitant about getting married, even though he was dating his now wife, Lauren, for 10 years.
Mm. All right, Lauren, come down from the fifth floor. It's time to play Can't Beat Lauren.
We don't have five floors. Relax.
You want to make sure you get alarms on every floor. You know Lorraine's house? You know how, instead of a smoke alarm, she has the pull thing, the pull fire alarms that schools have.
Do you have the fire extinguishers built into the walls on different floors?
No, I don't even think we have a fire extinguisher.
I like the guest on the fourth floor.
All right.
No, real question. Are you supposed to have a fire extinguisher in your house?
Yeah.
Yes, in your
kitchen, for sure.
I don't think we have one.
Oh, well, no. I'm not coming over for game night until you get one.
Well, why don't you bring yours?
All right. That'll be my gift.
I just want to know who's the fourth floor fire marshal for
you. There's nine more floors.
Can't be Lauren. Five pop culture questions. See if you can beat her. 704-570-9595. Take the queen down now.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
Hey, Bree. Welcome to the Meaty Rory and Lauren Morning Show.
Hey.
You are playing Can't Beat Lauren today.
Cool.
I heard you're a first timer.
I am.
Okay. Don't think about all your friends listening and your family. And I'm just kidding.
She's playing head games.
All right, Bree. Let's do this.
Cool. Get out of the studio.
All right, I'm gone.
Lauren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Bree. Apple announced that they're going to be holding their first ever Apple Music Awards. Who founded Apple? Steve?
Steve Jobs?
Okay. The first one's a give me, producer Nicole. The Rock got married to his longtime girlfriend over the summer, but admitted that his last divorce did a real number on him, and he was hesitant to marry again. What's The Rock's real name?
I have no idea.
All right, question three. Kid Rock was helped off stage in Nashville over the weekend after going on a drunken rant about Stedman's partner and this media mogul. Who is that?
Media mogul?
Hosted a show for years.
Okay,
oh,
she
there
said
we
it.
Go. Okay.
Question four. James Corden is bringing back Harry Styles to guest host the Late Show on December 10th. Harry recently skipped on an upcoming opportunity to play the character Prince Eric in what Disney remake?
The Little Mermaid.
And the Mister in Mr. and Mrs. Smith opened up in a recent interview about his struggles with alcohol. Who was the Mister in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Oh.
The movie.
Brad Pitt.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Bree, first timer here on Can't Be Lorraine, guys. Four correct.
All right.
All right, Lorraine, question one. Apple announced that they would hold their first ever Apple Music Awards. Who founded Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Right.
1-1.
Or if you're a president, Tim Apple. The Rock got The Rock got married to his longtime girlfriend over the summer, but admitted that his last divorce did a number on him, and he was hesitant to marry again. What's The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
That is correct. No idea from Bree. It is 2-1.
Yep. Kid Rock was helped off stage in Nashville over the weekend after a drunken rant about Stedman's partner and this media mogul.
Oprah.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
James Corden's bringing back Harry Styles to guest host The Late Late Show on December 10th. Harry recently skipped an opportunity to play the character Prince Eric in what upcoming Disney remake?
The Little Mermaid.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And the Mr. and Mr. and Mrs. Smith opened up in a recent interview about his struggles with alcohol. Who is that?
Oh, my future ex-husband, Brad Pitt.
All right. Wow. That is correct. Final score 5-4. The Rindy, you have 22 wins.
Bree, I'm so sorry. That one gotcha.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why I thought he said Barack, and I just totally spaced out.
Mm.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks, Bree. Typical people who lose sometimes, they blame the person that asked the questions for their loss. That's right. Thanks, Bree.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Welcome to Worst Date Wednesday, the last one of 2019.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Producer Nicole, we're trying not to be distracted in here.
I think it smells good. Well, it smells like bagels to me.
What is it? It smells like an everything bagel in here.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Broccoli, peppers, and onions. Okay. You have
awful.
A studio right down there. If you can go hang in there for us, that'd be awesome.
Brussels sprouts or something. That's the worst smell ever.
No,
and we had our marketing director in here, too, and I was trying not to like throw a big fit about the smell.
If somebody ordered that on a first date, would they get a second date?
No. It was the most smelliest food I've ever smelled in my life.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I was going to try and be professional and get through it.
I couldn't, dude.
All right. Worst Date Wednesday, yeah. Lauren, is disgusting food on the table. For Worst Date Wednesday.
Not that I'm seeing, but I guess we can add it to the list.
Oh, man, I would love people to call in and tell us the no-no food that you can't order on a first date. 704-570-9595.
But this list, I know we talked about this. I once was on a date, and it was going terribly already. The restaurant caught on fire, and when we evacuated, we silently walked in different directions. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we both knew it was terrible. Yeah. The restaurant caught on fire. It was God stepping in. We should just go our separate ways.
I love that, because Roy mentioned that the restaurant catching fire wasn't even the worst part. The worst part is that you can't even sit there and look at this train wreck that is the restaurant. That just had to be evacuated.
By the way, I remember one time for Valentine's Day, I had a really nice dinner reservation plan. And right across the street was this museum. So we went to the museum, me and Sterling. We had a wonderful time. And as we're about to leave to go to the restaurant, there's like 7 fire trucks there.
I remember that.
Yeah, we're like, what do we do now? Go to McDonald's?
You guys got backup reservations somewhere?
We always love hearing your Worst Date Wednesday stories. And the best part about it is, like, we'll run into people who listen to the show, or we'll see a text message from someone that said, and I thought I had a bad date, but then blah, blah, blah called in.
So we're talking about the worst dates that people have been on. Manny wanted to know what food you cannot order on a first date. People are texting in saucy ribs, fish, no fish, no onions.
What about wings? God, I love wings. Like a nice chicken wing.
But you do that thing where you put the whole wing in your mouth and it comes out with just the bone.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's savage. So you can't eat that on the first date.
No.
No.
These are the other terrible first dates people have been on. I went on a first date with a girl. She showed up. She said she was super high and not 24. Like her profile said, she was only 19. I once went on a date with a guy who described a recent religious epiphany after trying to drown his girlfriend, but then insisted it wasn't safe for me to walk home alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going anywhere with you if you just admitted to drowning someone.
Yep. This is Tim in Gastonia. Hey, Tim. Tell us about Worst Date Wednesday.
How you doing? Went to a seafood restaurant. Woman ordered chicken livers.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And some ranch, and just slopped it all over her fingers. Slopped it on her fingers. I think she was trying to get rid of me or something. she had it almost to her elbows, brother.
Did it work? Did you not go on a second?
Oh, yeah, she was gone. I left. I couldn't do it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I remember when I worked at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet, we had liver and onions on the menu. And it just was the nastiest smelling.
I mean, producer Nicole brought that food in here, and the smell is still in here. And I know you think we're being dramatic because we normally are.
They are being dramatic. No, you're being dramatic.
No.
It does still smell in here, but it smells like an everything bagel. It doesn't smell bad.
It does not smell like
that's
everything
the worst bagel. We can all agree with that.
No, it's the best bagel.
The worst.
All right, let's line up some more phone calls. Get on the phone with producer Nicole. Make her put the fork down and not eat her morning breakfast. 704-570-9595. Worst Date Wednesday. You want to hear your worst dates. Doesn't have to be a first date. Just a worst date.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Noah.
Yes?
Noah, I know a guy who has the name Noah. You see what I did there?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's pretty funny. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Mr. Brown with the Senseless Bureau. We got you on a recorded line. I called you because we got to wrap up here some of your survey questions. And looks like, I don't know who did the last survey, but he missed out a few questions. So I thought I could wrap it up over the phone real quick.
Okay, sure. It's not going to take very long, right?
No, just a few seconds. Question number one, ever built an ark?
No.
Open sesame or open says me?
Open sesame.
Oh, really? You know it's actually open sesame, right? Can you describe the taste of water?
The taste of water, it's water.
Yeah, but what's that taste like? Ever realized you can't predict your next thought because you've already been thinking of it? All right, let's get a little bit deeper here, Noah, because I feel like you're a deep guy. If humans can't see air, can fish see water?
I really don't understand what's going on.
It's just normal questions. If humans can't see air, can fish see water? And let me ask you this. If humans can see water, can fish see air?
Whoa.
Can you just never call me again, please?
I guess so.
Sarah, you're on the Meaning Roy and Lorenz show.
Roy's Senseless Survey, it just cracks me up. I literally wait, and every time I'm just like, what ridiculous question is he going to ask next? Like, I love this part of this show.
Yeah, we love it too, Sarah. Thanks for calling.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Meanwhile, I'm half distracted because Ron Rivera is currently doing a press conference.
I know, and I want to watch it.
From the bank, which, by the way, is unheard of for a coach who's fired to be able to come back to the building the next day and do a press conference in front of the Panthers and Bank of America logo. Says a lot about the organization. So,
for sure.
You know, we said it before. We're going to miss Coach. He's been great for the community. He's been great for the team. And we'll have some audio for you in case you're driving and you can't hear it coming up here in a little bit.
Okay. So Apple is branching out of the tech world and into the Music Awards. They are just announcing their inaugural Music Awards that they're going to host. And it's so crazy to me to see them branch out of such a niche market and go into like celebrity and everything else.
I'm available to host the first ever Apple Awards.
Oh, really?
If Tim Apple's looking.
I don't think it's
no.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Halsey's love you mean it. Halsey's got new music coming out. She's gonna drop two songs on Friday along with the music video, and we just saw the track list to her upcoming album as well. She's got collaborations with BTS and Alanis Morissette.
How is producer Nicole handling this?
She's very excited that there's new music on Friday.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That's your jam, is Halsey. Mm.
So Tom Hanks, he's doing his little tour for Mr. Rogers, and he stopped by and sat down with Kelly Clarkson, and he said that he had to shoot the Mr. Rogers entrance like 27 times.
Kelly Clarkson got Tom Hanks for her show?
Yeah.
That's a nice get. Good for her.
I think 27 was the official take on the day. No, Fred had 9 years in order, 14 years in order to figure this out. Yeah. It was nearly impossible. You think that song lasts a long time.
It's not.
That song does not last a long time. When you got to carry a thing in, take off a jacket, open a closet door, pull a sweater off a hanger, put the jacket on the hanger.
Watching.
You know what I've noticed in this press tour? He says the same stories over and over.
Oh, really?
And that's annoying. Because he told the same story, and he talked about how he ended up having to unloosen the shoe, pre-tie the shoe, but loosen it so he can easily slide it on and off. He tells the same story.
It's like you're a producer on the Kelly Clarkson show, and you were not happy with the appearance.
I'd be like, give me a better get. Kimmel had that story, Giddy.
Okay. You can't call Mr. Rogers an idiot.
Hang on. I was in the producer character. I love Hanks.
You didn't really mean that. Yeah. We get it. Snoop Dogg is releasing a lullaby album. That should be interesting. I can't wait to hear that. A 12-track album that's available for streaming on Friday.
You're finna get it, baby.
Okay, I've got a what Loren likes for all you ladies out there who hates to put your purses on the ground. I'm one of them. It is a magnetic hook that will literally stick to anything that you can find that is metal. So instead, and it's so strong. So I know, ladies, we put a million things in our bag. But now you don't have to put your bags on the ground anymore. You can just stick them on the wall, stick them on the leg of a table, stick them under the bar. We can find a place.
Well, okay. You can find that online at kiss951.com.
I love that you won't put your purses on the ground.
I won't. I think it's bad luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think somebody told me that.
Hmm, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Bad luck, huh?
Okay. I don't think that's the reason why, by the way. I think it's because of a... when there's so much money in a purse, and it's so expensive. Yeah. It's a good quality purse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're investing... You name your purses.
Right.
I
do not put Denise on the floor.
Okay. Right. All right.
Chantel does not go on the floor.
Chantel.
All right. Coming up here in less than 10 minutes, inspired by Roy's senseless survey, where he says... Is it open sesame or open says me?
It's open says me.
Now I'm confused, by the way.
So what we've done is we've made our whole crew in the back, our producers and interns, they looked up sayings that you thought they were, like things that we say that we thought it was, but it's really not.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It is a segment on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show called The Senseless Survey, where I call random people and I ask them crazy questions. And I see how long they get to stay on the phone. Well, in this brand new episode of The Senseless Survey, when I called Noah, which, by the way, I want to thank Eric for recommending me to call Noah. He sent us a DM at the MRL show.
That's a good point. By the way, you could do the same if you want Roy to pull a senseless survey on someone. DM us your name, the person's name, and the person's number. But they have to not know it's Roy.
Right, yeah. Like, don't get a fan. Don't tell me fans' information. But with this senseless survey, I said, is it open sesame or is it open says me?
And now I'm confused.
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's open says me.
Oh, now you're saying you think, but before you were so confident.
Well, you know.
I thought it was supposed to be like a performing secret password.
Well, my favorite comedian, Mitch Hedberg, said that sesames are only good on bagels and opening things. All right, so our interns, they're the best. They went and they heard your conversation, Roy, in your senseless survey, and they found a bunch of things that were saying wrong, and I was reading these during commercial and during those songs, and I got to be honest, it's freaking me out. All right, is it, Loren, nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud?
Bud.
Bud.
That's right. If you nip it in the butt, your chances are you're going to probably end up going to jail if you don't know the person. How about, I could care less, or I couldn't care less?
Ooh, hang on. I could care less?
It's got to be I couldn't care less.
Yes, I couldn't care less.
Because if you could care less, then you would care less.
Yeah. And a woodchuck, woodchuck, what?
You're right. It's I couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is according to lifeback.org is where they found this. How about one in the same or one and the same? Well, that's one in the same.
Well, I think it's supposed to be one and the same.
Yeah, I think so too.
The correct phrase is one and the same. It means two things are the same. Hmm. Like, hey, we're one in the same. But I always say one in the same.
Yeah, because in and, you know.
And it's just the way you pronounce it, too.
It's fast.
All right. Do I have another thing coming? You've got another thing coming, or you've got another think coming?
Ooh, I thought it was you've got another thing coming, but now that you say it.
Another think coming doesn't even sound right. Another thing coming.
You've got another think coming.
Really?
Another? Because it's a thought that you have. So if you thought you were going to keep your job today, you got another think coming.
So
you
better like think again. Think again, yeah.
I'm going home. My mind is blown. This one's easy, but I don't know if a lot of people know this. It's not if someone who's old, elderly and they get a disease, it's called Alzheimer's disease, not old-timer's disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Alzheimer's.
It's like when people say an old wise tale or an old wives tale. It's an old wives tale.
I learned that on the show years ago.
Yeah.
I always thought it was an old wives tale,
right.
But it's not. The wives are the ones telling the tale.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by this. When you go to a coffee shop, Loren, or you have your expensive Italian dinner, do you order an espresso or an espresso?
Espresso.
With an X or no X?
No X.
That's right. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay. How about Momento versus Momento? M-O-M or M-E-M? Like, that's a... I'm going to keep that. That's a memento.
Well, memory is M-E-M. And they also have Mentos. I'm going to go with the E-M. Memento.
Memento.
Yeah.
But I would always say Momento. Like, oh, that's an important memento to me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
we're doing everything wrong.
Your brain hurts.
It really does. Irregardless or regardless?
Regardless. Oh, my gosh. And being from Miami, everybody says irregardless. And I'm like, that's not a word.
I used to say irregardless, too.
I love saying that, too.
Irregardless.
You know, it just drives people nuts. Can you get Pacific about this? Pacific. Oh, man. What is it that someone says wrong all the time? Who is that person in your life? Tell us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95 with Demaney, Roy, and Loren. Morning show?
What? Nicole, we're doing a show.
We're doing a show and you're talking.
Ian and Waxhaw.
She's so over
She's
us.
Just threw a pen
Good
at me.
Good morning, guys.
Sorry about that unprofessional distraction from producer Nicole.
I know you guys well enough to know it's acceptable. No worries. Maine, you got me this time?
I got you, buddy. This is Ian Chrome, DJ Chrome. What's up,
what
dude?
What up? What up?
Hey, right, we're talking about the annoying things that people say wrong.
Man, so, you know, I had a lawn care company, and it would get me every fall when clients would ask to have their lawn aerated. and the proper term is aeration or aerification.
Mm-hmm.
So that always got me. And then more commonly, back in New Jersey, I was a licensed realtor.
Mm.
And I was not a realtor.
Yeah,
and it kills me.
I know everyone says realtor, and it's realtor.
I do, too.
You say realtor all the time. I just stopped correcting you.
Mm-hmm.
Does it
it's
irk
the
you?
A.
Does it irk me? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because it's like everyone says realtor. So it's-
well, even your name, Ian, people call you Ian ever?
All the time. Or if they look at it and it's just a line written, they sometimes say land if it doesn't have the two bars on the top of the I.
You guys spell things out for people.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
How you doing to my buddy Land? All right, it's Ian. Oh. Oh,
that's an I.
It is an I. This is Michelle in Charlotte. Michelle, welcome to the Maine Roy the Red Morning Show.
Unless it's Michele.
Hey
there.
Oh. Hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
What do people say that annoys you?
So I've got two different things. My husband says supposedly with a B instead of supposedly. And then I have a coworker that's up from Pittsburgh, I believe. And instead of saying measure, he says measure, M-A-Y-S-U-R-E.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, we have all kinds of strange things that we say. Like, I was originally born in Pittsburgh. My dad couldn't say ambulance. He didn't say wash. He said warsh. There's all kinds of
and
things.
And then what do you guys call the vacuum cleaner up there in Pittsburgh?
A sweeper.
Sweeper.
Yeah, that
you
makes
guys
sense.
Have jimmies instead of sprinkles.
Oh, it's like a different planet.
It really is.
Thanks, Michele, for calling.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Maine Roy the Red Morning Show. Things that you say incorrectly.
Why can't they hear you?
I don't know.
They should be able to. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
No, they can't hear me.
Mm-mm. You're on.
Hi, Anonymous. Can you hear me?
Nope. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just a little delayed for
What's happening?
I don't know. Ron Rivera got fired, and now all hell is broken loose here in the Queen City.
How about this? I'm just going to turn my microphone off, and then I'll just do the show like this.
Off Mike Roy. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Go ahead, Anonymous. What do you want to... What's the thing you say wrong?
Well, it's my sister-in-law. Like, see, the city of Charlotte, instead of saying Charlotte, she says Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah, instead of Charlotte.
What?
Easy off, Mike Roy. Maybe, is she from a different country? Because sometimes if you're from a different country, you have different pronunciation rules.
No, she's from Los Angeles.
Okay, all right, thank you. I know someone who is from Costa Rica, and she says Charlotte, but it's beautiful. Like, it just sounds so right off Mike Roy when she says it.
Yeah, Charlotte.
We're getting some text messages. People say, my boyfriend says medium instead of the median in the road.
That's pretty good.
I work at a restaurant and my coworker says boof instead of booth.
No.
Well, I just said height.
Yes.
Instead of height. I don't know why I said
people
that,
texted in.
There, it's not a siren. It's a sirene.
No. It's a siren.
I remember I used to say ambiplant.
My dad had a hard time saying ambulance. I don't remember how he said it.
Ambulance?
I don't remember.
Then I couldn't say cinnamon for the longest time. I'd say cinnamon.
We have a ton of these, and we'll get to them in the Rap Party podcast, because a lot of texts are coming through, and they're super funny. And we'll put those up after the show. We do a Rap Party podcast. We get in a little deeper into conversation that we had on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's not time-consuming, so we get into it there. What about this one? Is it beautiful or beautiful?
Beautiful.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
There's a shot, a chance, that Coach Rivera, or maybe his wife, cruising around Charlotte right now. I know that Coach Rivera, we have some clips of him. He did a press conference from the stadium this morning, which is kind of unheard of. But maybe there's a chance that they're listening to the show. I know that he enjoyed War of the Roses, and his wife and their daughter enjoyed listening to Kiss. And that's why we want you guys, if you want to have put out a little message for Coach, give us a call, 704-570-9595. And then the other thing is, you guys, it'll live up on our podcast forever. And maybe Coach and his family and his daughter would like to go listen to it. I think it's a way of us saying goodbye to someone who has been so influential, not only to the team, but to the city for the last 9 years.
And thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to call and you want to get your message out there, say something to Coach. Maybe you saw him somewhere and he was super nice to you. You know, he frequented that cowfish that we love so much.
Yeah.
Always at the Hornets games, supporting the Hornets. 704-570-9595. If you'd like to jump on, put a little message out there for Coach. We'll take your calls on that. Here's some audio producer Nicole picked out from his press conference, Roy, that he had just a little while ago at the bank.
Do you plan on staying here, or at least keeping a home here?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, we've come to love it. It's been a great city. The community's been tremendous. The two states, one Carolina, has been fabulous. It really has. I told the players in there, too. I said, I hope you guys understand that I was just trying to be the best example. You know, I wanted Stephanie around because I wanted you to see how you're supposed to be around your wife. I wanted my children around because I wanted the players to see how to be around their children.
I mean, just such a great man.
Hey, does he typically sound like that, or does he just sound really sad to me?
No, he's pretty even-keeled.
Oh. Pretty monotone, okay. Yeah.
Ron, have you entertained the idea that with your departure and the possibility...
Is that K-104-7's Phil Harris?
It sounds just like him.
From the Christmas station? Asking a question?
Ron, have you entertained the idea that with your departure and the possibility of Cam's, that there could be a reunion maybe somewhere? Possibility?
I haven't got that far. Yeah. I really haven't. You know, that's, you never know because I'll tell you right now, we saw last year until the Pittsburgh game what a healthy Cam could do.
Yeah, that's right, man. Oh, my gosh. Last year we were on fire, and then you got hurt in that Pittsburgh game, Loren. Your second favorite team beat us up.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, these are circumstances we can't control. I tell the players there's three things you control in your life, your attitude, your preparation, your effort. These are some things that we can't. These things that got out beyond it. And I think the truth is, like I tell you guys, I get it. I understand. I've been in this league long enough. This is my 33rd year in the NFL, and I get it. I know how things are supposed to be, and when things don't happen, you know, you're taking the task. And whether that's, you know, you're sat down and told you got to do this and do this, or you let go. But, I didn't come into this with any false hopes or anything. I came in this being realistic and knowing that at some point and someday, you know, I'll be fired. And that's just the way it is.
A couple more highlights. He did say he was surprised that the owner, David Tepper, fired him during the season when he got the call yesterday to come back up to the stadium. He said he was surprised, and then he met with David Tepper. He understood, but he was surprised. He thought maybe it would be an end-of-the-year thing. He also said he got stuck in traffic for the first time ever driving home. He said that was unusual for him.
I guess because maybe he left at a different time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ron Rivera, head coach of the Panthers, now no more. We say goodbye to him. 704-570-9595. If you want to jump in, there's a shout out chance that maybe they were in the car or family members are listening. We know that that one of his favorite segments was War of the Roses. Coach told us that personally.
All right, let's talk with Dana in Stateville.
Hello.
Holy cow. Hi, Dana. Where are you?
I'm on Interstate 40 going to work.
Sound like you're at a party.
Not quite. That's after work.
Okay. What would you like to tell Coach?
I'm almost speechless, but I kind of saw it coming. But I love him, and my mom loves him, and we're huge Panthers fans. And he'll always have a little place in my heart.
He said the same thing about Charlotte, Dana, in that press conference. We couldn't pull all the audio, but he said that he's learned to say y'all, and he's learned Southern hospitality. Don't forget, his house caught fire a couple winters ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said his neighbors took him in immediately, started cooking breakfast for him. They started shooing away some of the media that was trying to be too nosy and get around the house. He's like, I'm going to miss that Southern hospitality.
All right, this is Molly and Charlotte.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Molly, go ahead.
We would like to say, as a family from the Hammonds family, that we have so appreciated being at the Panthers games. It feels like one giant family when we're in the stadium and watching Coach Rivera with the team. They're a tight-knit bunch. My husband has been the eye physician for the team for the past couple of years, and he always comes out of the locker room speaking so highly of how they treat one another, how they talk to one another, and it has just been an amazing few years to watch the team. And we thank you, Coach Rivera.
That's a nice message, Molly, from someone who knows him personally and whose husband knows him personally. You know, he'll get another job in the NFL, Roy.
Sure.
If he wants it, he'll get another job. And hopefully he'll come back to Charlotte and call Charlotte home once again. I think anybody that comes down here falls in love with the city. But she was right. He's kind of like our dad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you just expect to see him, and it's going to be weird not seeing him on the sidelines, and it's going to be weird not seeing him at a restaurant or at the airport or at the Hornets game. And he was always so nice and always so welcoming when people wanted pictures. I've never seen him tell someone no, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, Coach.
I wish I could say more. I don't know more.
No, I know you don't.
A lot about sports. Seems like he's a good guy.
Yeah, I think that's a hell of a message, Roy. I think you topped it off. I don't know if we can say any more.
You're right.
All right.
I don't know anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.